A new book from a South Dakota author adds to our sense of place and our literary landscape. You're listening to In the Moment. I'm your host, Lori Walsh. South Dakota author Scott Simpson lives in Spearfish Canyon. He writes songs for strangers through an online business. People email him their stories. He sends music back that helps express those stories in song. Now, Scott Simpson has written a book about a former preacher named Aubrey Larkin. Aubrey Larkin lives in a lush mountain canyon, and he writes songs for the people in the town below. It's a novella, and it's called Canyon Song. I talked with Scott Simpson via Zoom about finding his way in fiction that partially is inspired by his own life.
A year or so ago, I wrote a memoir, which was me. But then there are so many things that you can deal with in fiction in different ways. The struggle that I had in going into this is, and I think writers who are honest about this, there are a lot of elements of myself. I mean, I'm writing from a place what I've experienced, traumas that I've had, experiences that I've had, places that are important to me. Yeah. And yet being able to keep that separation between what is me and what is fiction was really important because, you know, I'm writing about a guy who writes songs in his canyon. And the last thing you want is for somebody who knows Scott Simpson to say, well, that guy doesn't sound like Scott, or that canyon doesn't sound exactly like Spearfish Canyon, or what? That's beside the point. These are the things that have influenced me and that have impacted me that I've been working through in lots of different ways, song, poetry, memoir. But to be able to enter into this in storytelling in this way with a character named Aubrey Larkin, who is not me, who's living in a town that's not Spearfish, you know, who's living in a wonderful canyon that's not necessarily Spearfish Canyon, but to follow him and to see how he grapples with these things has been incredibly helpful to me.
It has, to that point, a great sense of place, though. So even though it is not Spearfish Canyon and it's not set up to be that, I thought throughout when I was reading, you know, this is what South Dakota fiction should be, though. It should have that sense of place. It could be.
It could be
Spearfish Canyon. And as a person who lives here, I want that.
And I think that's why it will resonate with folks who know this region and who know this area and who love this area, because the story comes out of my love and my growth in this area, and yet it has the freedom to go some places that I haven't gone, you know, that I haven't been yet, but it's starting from a place that's very close to home for me.
Yeah. Aubrey writes songs for strangers, but not all of them are complete strangers in the fact that there are people who are down the hill from where he lives. Tell us a little bit about this this plot device of people asking him to carry something with them in song.
That's something that in which Aubrey departs from me. You know, I have, and I think I've mentioned this maybe to you before, I do write songs by commission for a business called Songfinch, and that's great. All of the people that I've written for, almost all of them, have been far, far, far away. In fact, even around the other side of the globe. So I never get to meet them. Aubrey is doing that, but he's also been engaged with the town that he has been a part of, that he is now once again a part of, and being able to tie himself into some of those stories. He has purposefully set himself a little bit apart from town because of some traumas that he's had earlier, but now he's able to connect with some of those folks and engage with them. And he's finding himself, I think, comfortable with the separation and yet drawn into, what does my connection with them look like? Is it just me sending receiving parts of them and then sending it back down into town out of the canyon? Or is there something that's drawing me into a deeper connection? And what is it like to be part of a community in a different way than I have been in the past?
Yeah. There are so many times when I was reading this that I thought of my own job of interviewing people, and it's so much more than an interview. It's a conversation, but it's also holding space on live radio in a live event in the room. So much of that resonated with me as the host of a public radio show. Tell me a little bit about your creative process and how your experience of the creative process also led you to flesh out a character who is a writer, a songwriter, and who is using restraint and trying to figure out when to lean in and when to sit back on his heels. That's really a great detailed portrait.
I intentionally wanted to go into some of the process of that songwriting. Receiving a story from someone, there's a huge trust in that when someone gives you intimate parts of their own life and they ask you for something. They ask you, I need a song for this reason, whether it's for my spouse or it's for a funeral or for something else that's important to me. And here are the details of it. And can you tell this story somehow for me in song? That's happened to me over and over again. And I'm a little bit overwhelmed whenever that trust is given to me. And I always hope that I'm able to meet what they want. And I think most of the times I have had a couple of times when I felt like the person who received this song, it didn't do maybe what they wanted. That's heartbreaking to me. That hasn't happened very often, but I think that's a tension that's in Aubrey's life, where he is receiving these things from people, this request from people, and wanting to meet it in a good way. Part of his background is that he had been a preacher, and his job in that was very different than what he's being asked for now. As a preacher, it was kind of expected that he would deliver a certain level of certainty about, the afterlife or what I should do or what I shouldn't do. But now he's being asked to more to be a witness and not to necessarily say this is the way it should be done or that's the way it should be done, but to say, here's a life, here's what's happening, here's a love, here's a loss. I want to be a witness to that, and I want to give words and music to it for this person who's asked. And that's a different sort of calling than get up there in the pulpit and give us certainty.
Shake the rafters a little bit. You mentioned trauma, and one of the things in this book is a theological trauma or a religious separation. And that I think will resonate with a lot of South Dakota readers as well, sort of being in a small community and asking questions and showing up with uncertainty and doubts. And that isn't always received in the most generative way because people are people. Talk about that a little bit and the importance of showing a community that is loving, but that also has its fractures.
It was really important to me because the theological issues come into this, and I have wanted to not necessarily go into resolving any of those, but to ask the question, can we have differences, see things differently, and still be deeply connected with each other and still be together? And and so that's the important thing. I think being able to ask questions, no matter what role you play in a community, my personal experience was that sometimes there were differences of opinion that might be theological or political or anything else that were fine and acceptable, except if you were in a position of leadership. For me to be a person just in a congregation or in a church who saw things a little different, that's not threatening. But to be the guy standing in the pulpit or the guy teaching the class and asking questions became threatening. And that's one of the things I think that makes Aubrey a little more comfortable. He's grappling with what is it when someone asks a songwriter or an artist of any sort to do something, to communicate something. That's a little bit of a different ask than stand in the pulpit and give us and our children and our generations to come the grid for how we should be. And that's a hard thing to ask anyone to speak for the way everyone should be the rest of their lives,
Yeah. And yet, the book unspools a little with an example of how to live a life, how to be in solitude, how to be in community, how to connect through art. And it has an allegorical feel to it at times because of the poetic way that it's written. What have you made? What have you written here?
Well, I think also to add to that, one of the main characters is the canyon itself. Aubrey finds in his solitude in the canyon that the canyon gives a lot and it doesn't ask him or expect him to be any particular way. It is welcoming in a way that he has had trouble finding some in his community. And so I think as he brings this music to life for members of the community, the canyon itself helps him know how to do that, how to be able to provide something for them, how to be responsive to what they've asked him for, without making it so conditional, so narrow, and so absolute, that they can receive the song. One of the things he does is he gives them the song recorded with his voice, but also a background track so that they might sing it themselves. And he feels really good about that because it's not in the end just his. It is his. He had a lot to do with it, but it's also theirs. And it also becomes the community. The community has these stories, has these songs, and they can gather around them in ways that are different for each individual. Just like they can move into the canyon, and experience the canyon in ways that are different. Some people go out here in the Black Hills and they go hunting. Some people go out in the Black Hills and they go hiking. Some people go ride their bikes. They do all kinds of, some people just sit. But they all find this welcome in nature that is adaptive to what they need, And that's, I think that's what he wants his songs to do. And that's what I hope the book does. There's not a lot of massive intrigue or adventure or big tragic events. There is a lot of engagement around relationships and engaging human to human around the things that challenge us and the things that we care deeply about.
Without giving away too much about the plot, there is a soundtrack to this book, and there are songs that you can access in the book. Tell us a little bit about the music that you wrote along with the text.
I really wanted to give the readers something additional because music is going to be central to Aubrey, to his story. And so I think to experience Aubrey, they need to both read, but then also experience that music. And so that I think was an important piece. And because I've got my studio and I'm, and I that's what I
That's what
do.
you do, yeah.
I felt like giving them the opportunity to have that. The music is an important piece of that.
The way to live a life in art, in creativity, and then also with technology, because you have, the studio setup that you have. We've talked before about how technology intersects with art in your life. How fast is that changing for you?
It's huge. There are tools. I feel strongly that if our creative folks, our writers, our poets, our musicians, our songwriters, if they don't take on the new technologies to determine how we hang on to humanity in the midst of the technological changes, if they don't take front and center with that, then I do fear what AI or other things might do to us, because if that's only being driven by the tech giants and business, then there are certainly wonderful things that can happen, but certainly horrible things that can happen. And I do fear that our right now we have an we're at an odd space of polarization where we have artists and writers who are running headlong away from anything remotely resembling AI, because even to mention it is problematic for them. And then we have other folks who are just grabbing it and doing whatever and whichever and throwing it out there and flooding, the market with just half-baked junk. Our artists, our creatives who hang on to humanity and who have that at their core need to be the ones figuring out how we use the new tools that are not going to go away and how we hang on to humanity at the same time.
Scott Simpson is the author of the novella Canyon Song. The book includes links to original music that support the story. Simpson's second novella, featuring Aubrey Larkin, is due for release in June. Canyon Song is available now. That's our conversation for today. I hope that it served you. If you have an artistic project you're excited about, send me an email inthemoment@sdpb.org. I'm Lori Walsh. From all of us here at SDPB, thank you for listening.